man who promotes bluegrass music. He manages Lester Flatt, as a matter of fact. He works out of Nashville, Tennessee. He's a good man, and he loves this kind of music, and he wants to come out and meet you folks. So make him know that you're on his team, if you will. Give a nice big round of applause to Mr. Lance Leroy. Lance Leroy.
Thank you, Ray Davis. Good friend of ours. I appreciate that introduction. It's our privilege to be here in Glasgow, Delaware. We're all behind on sleep. It took us a while to get here.
It's this kind of music around the country and around the world. I work a lot of bluegrass festivals. Some don't have him because a lot of them he doesn't want to play. But I tell you, they're sorry, and they just miss it all if they don't have him, because he's it. He's Mr. Bluegrass himself. He's a man who started it all, and I want you to give him the greatest round of applause that you've ever given anybody. Mr. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boy.
With you today, and everything looks fine, and the festival has been going along in really fine shape. All the entertainers, I believe, have got in, and to follow people like the festival that we've had here, everybody's been on the stage right on down through all the names, Ralph Stanley, Lester Flatt, and people like that. It's really a pleasure to be coming in here with the Bluegrass Boys and getting ready to play to you folks. And a number like Uncle Penn is great, and I hope that you've enjoyed the way Kenny fiddled and the way we sung for it. Now I want to call the names off of everybody here and where they're from. On the left-hand side, with the bass fiddle from the state of Oklahoma, is Greg Kennedy. The next fellow in line with the guitar, he hailed from the state of Missouri. They're both new members, these boys on the left-hand side. This is Bill Box, and he's from Oklahoma, from Missouri. And on the right-hand side is two Kentuckians, and never been two greater men when it comes to playing the music like it should be played. The first banjo picker here on the right-hand side is from Ashland, Kentucky, Jack Hicks. And with the little fiddle from Jenkins, Kentucky, the greatest fiddler in bluegrass music, Kenny Baker. Make them all welcome. Give them all a nice hand. This next song has got a great title, and this man can really sing it, Bill Box. Someday we'll meet again. skitter blues. All right, now we want to call on Jack here and let him do some banjo picking, and then we will do the Mule Skinner for you. Jack, let's get with the number called the Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
you don't like it done. Just take you whatever. That was the Mule Skinner Blues. Bluegrass Stomp. I'll get to a mandolin number just in a little bit for you. Let's see. The Gold Rush. We'll do that for you. Molly and Tinberg. I wish that you knew some of my numbers how so you could call them off, you know, and I will do them for you. In the Pines, that's a good number. Molly Tenbrooks is a good number, too. Yes, sir. They go right out yonder, two of them, Molly and Tenbrooks. They was two great race horses. Blue Moon of Kentucky. Molly and Tenbrooks, you're coming through good back there. That Blue Moon of Kentucky back there. You hear me talking to you? Gold Rush. He's going to do the Gold Rush in just a little bit for you. Request for the Bluegrass Stomp. I haven't played in a while, but I'll try it for you. Thank you. All right, now that gentleman called for a number that we haven't rehearsed on in a long time. Coley will set your fuse on fire, but we're going to do a hymn right now for you. And this number's entitled, I'm Working on a Building. We'll have to do this for you today. The festival here in the morning will be singing hymns for you folks, and we want you to be sure to be here and enjoy the great hymn singing that we're going to have here on this stage in the morning for you. Now it's time for Kenny Baker to work, he's got a fiddle number picked out that's in the Uncle Penn album, and before he starts on this, I want to talk to you a little bit about the festival. We're starting at Roseanne, Kentucky on the 13th of September on my birthday, and it goes through the 16th. And then on the 16th, we unveil the monument there for Uncle Penn Vandiver, and we want you to be sure to come if you can. We'd be mighty glad to have you. You mean a lot to the bluegrass people here, you fans, and it's always good to see you. You know how to stay in your place and enjoy the music. And that means a lot to the people that plays from the stage to know that you're sitting there, you're enjoying it, you're not sitting out there drunk as you can be or doped up and all that stuff. And it means a lot to us people.
Somebody give me a pill.
If anybody don't like what I said, it's too bad. Now I want you to be quiet and listen to Kenny Baker, fiddler number that Uncle Penn Vandiver used to play. And it's called Jenny Lynn. Thank you very much. I appreciate the request here today, and I do hope that you've enjoyed the Bluegrass Boys picking and singing. And don't forget that Kenny has his albums here, Bill Bach has albums, and we have some of the Bluegrass Boys albums. They'll be on sale right on this side, I think, I believe, with that. And we'd like for you to have an album. We also have the Grand Ole Opry History Book. It's a good book to have in your home if you need one. Spend $2 and get one. All right. Look like we're going to have to go. I'd like to sing Footprints for you, but don't look like there's a chance. He said that we could do Footprints. Would you like to hear that? Try that. We're not begging for an encore or nothing. We just want to satisfy you folks, please you. And if Footprints will do it, let us do our best for you. Some folks like the summertime and they can walk about strolling through the meadow green. It's pleasant, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime when the snow's on the ground. For the a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed that happy day that Nanny lost her way. For I found her when the snow lit on the ground. Returning soon, I found her little footprints and I traced him through the snow. And I found her when the snow lit on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
Give a great round of applause to the greatest, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bluegrass, Bill Monroe, and the Bluegrass Boys. Give Bill a great big round of applause.